The memoirs of a zetetic. What's a zetetic? Zetetic is the one who pursues after truth and persistent inquiries and all that gets satisfied after pursuing. Persistent inquiries. One who does not believe and through persistent inquiries reaches after the truth. Spiritual truth. But have you read it? Have you read it?
I just seen it for the first time.
Oh God, it's very humorous at the same time. It's terrible, yeah. Because see how they are very learned people, very bright, very polished people. The whole gang of them in Jabalpur, the professors, they have all the doctorates and all that. But the way the mind works.
That whole group.
Yeah, the whole group.
The whole
is
group
like
of them. Lemons,
money, all sorts of things. One of the stories, I don't know whether it is mentioned in that, there's another professor there. Well, he has heard from this zetetic about Meher Baba. It's an old story. So, that professor, who is also a doctor, you know, has heard that, well, he may be so. That's what the professor thinks in his mind. He has returned home from his college, and all of a sudden, after having done his day's work and all that, he gets the whim. He asks his wife, what have you cooked at home for the day, for the supper? He says, well, vegetables, potatoes and other things. He says, but I have a great craving for meat. He says, well, you buy meat tomorrow, I'll get it done. No, I want to eat meat tonight. How can you have it now? The markets are closed and where will you go? Which butcher will be able to give you meat and all that stuff? So eat whatever it is and then tomorrow will... Says, no. Somehow or other he insisted on having meat. Says, I can't prepare it because I... And even if you bring it now, who is going to do meat now for you? A meat dish. So he goes to his room and he sits there, grumbles about the food that is cooked, you know, all vegetarian, all that. And then and he thinks, all of a sudden his mind plays its own trick. Says, well, Hajra, Professor Hajra, who is the author of that book, Zetetic, he is the Zetetic himself, that Hajra. So he has told me that, well, ask for from Baba anything and test him properly, and then you'll find. This is a good test. Well, Meher Baba, if you are what you say you are, then I must have meat tonight, whatever be the cause. If you say you are so great and all that, why can't I have that? It's nothing for you. And he's just challenging Baba. And then he completely forgot about it, and then he plays with his children and this and that and all that. They have had their meal, he did not eat, he was a bit cross with his wife for always cooking such insipid food and all that sort of thing. At 10:30 in the night, when they are right there, about to go to bed, car stops at his gate, honks, he hears the honking of his own friend, colleague in college. So he says, hey, look, we have just returned from a hunting and there's a whole deer we have got, a venison. So I want you all to share with it. So he cuts a leg from there and says, look, since morning it is there, don't keep it till the morning. You just cook it and eat it if you want, or cook it now and preserve it for tomorrow. So he brings it there and says, really? Is it Meher Baba who has done it? What is it? So he tells his wife, now come on now, otherwise it will get spoiled and I have that longing to eat meat. Come on, the meat is here, you wanted that, now you cook for it. He says, what is this? She grumbles and all that, but he does have meat in the night and sleeps. That's how he came to Baba. Isn't it fantastic? That's how they believe in him.
Eric, does this still work after you believe in Baba?
No. This is how he initiates you.
Once he talks to you.
Well, Sri Ramakrishna used to say, God is the wish-fulfilling truth.
Yeah. Wish-fulfilling. Such fantastic thing there. There he is mentioning all these episodes in his daily life. And he's never satisfied with just a leg of venison. Then he has another one. It is coincidence. It's all a coincidence. It's this, it's that, it's that, and that. And goes on and on and on. It says there is no end to it. At last he broke me. And I am ready to believe in him now.